Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you for 4 Minutes of Fire. Just want to share something with you that's on my heart. Look, so many of us struggling with depression and anxiety. You may not be, but I can promise you, you know someone who is. I've been pretty honest with people over the years that despite what people see of me, all the work that I get to do, encouraging people, which is very genuine, I've struggled at times with real challenges around depression and anxiety. And so it's a real passion of mine to talk about how we get ourselves out of this. And I want to share with you just a great insight. I'll be really honest up front and say this comes from Tony Robbins. So rarely in life is there any brand new amazing information, but there's just different ways of communicating it. So this week I was listening to some of his stuff, which I'd heard many times before, but it just resonated with me again. I want to share it with you. Was around the concept of emotion and motion. He makes the point that people do depression, like, you know, you do, anger, or we do, you know, despondency, or we do anxiety. That's controversial. I know there's going to be people that totally disagree with that and say this is a hereditary neurochemical thing. I don't want to get in that debate. I just want to tell you what works for me. So when he talks about, you know, doing depression, he talks about to really experience depression, you got to catch that in your physiology. So your body, you got to be slumped over, your breathing patterns will change. I mean, give you an example. Imagine you go to your absolute favorite sporting event. There's a team you might have always loved. You go to a massive stadium, it's grand final day or Super Bowl, and there's, you know, 80,000 people there. And when, you know, someone scores, whether it's football, soccer, NFL, rugby, whatever, I mean, people don't just sit there and go, yay, that was really good. People are like, ah! And the whole body changes and they're shouting and they're hugging strangers and doing crazy stuff. You notice that it's very hard to feel depressed at that moment. You don't see a lot of people going really crazy. I mean, I'm sure there could be people in the stadium that are, but you get my point, right? That in general, people are like, yeah! So that you can see that often it's the state we're in physiologically that conditions what we're experiencing. So what Robbins would say is that emotion equals motion, right? So that if you want to have positive emotions, you've got to move your body in a certain way. So that if we're, you know, shallow breathing, if we're breathing like this and we're just, you know, we're talking like this and you just notice there's a difference when we talk like this and we're like, yes, anything's possible and your body moves differently. So one of the things I've had to learn is just to really keep moving and to keep active and to change my physiological state really quickly. And, you know, we change our physiological states all the time. How many of us watching this, you know, get up every morning and have a coffee and then 10 minutes later, bam, you know, we're on and we're pumped and we're jazzed because we've got caffeine. We change our systems and our states all the time. But what if we just started to do it deliberately on purpose, began to change our breathing, you know, use music, move your body. Yesterday I did 2 hours of training because I was feeling a bit flat and I just needed to push myself back out. So use the tools that you need to use to change your physiology. So I don't want us any of us thinking that we're just destined to live with this stuff indefinitely, that we're just, if you're anxious or depressed, that there's going to be like this forever, because it doesn't have to be. You know, you've just got to start to use the tools. And I wish it was easier, but it's not. You actually got to be really proactive and do things. And as I always say, most of the time, you're never going to feel like doing them. Most of the time, it's going to feel really hard and you're going to wish it was easier, but it's not. But this is the price of an awesome life. You just got to begin to change your thinking processes, change your body processes, get yourself out there and move and act and think and breathe and just get into the game of life. So my friends, I hope that's just put a thought in your mind about getting you out more, getting you moving more, using your body differently. Check out the links below here. I'm off to Vancouver for a keynote now. I'm going to travel to Canada, which is going to be great. You want to do personal coaching with me, get in touch. Otherwise, I have another video for you soon. God bless you. Go big. Have a great life. Yes.